Good afternoon, and thank you for standing by. All participants will be able to listen only until the question and answer portion of the call. At that time, to ask a question, please press star one. This conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn the call over to Dr. Varnum Jahanyan. You may begin.
Hello, everyone. I'm Varnum Jahanyan, the Assistant Director of the National Science Foundation for Computer and Information Science and Engineering. It's good to be with you this afternoon. On behalf of my colleagues at the National Science Foundation, it's my great pleasure to welcome you to this webinar to learn about the Exploiting Parallelism and Scalability, or the XPS program. There's broad recognition that the new foundational research is needed in order to sustain the steady increase in computing performance that we have seen over the last several decades. The goal is to achieve scalable performance and energy efficiency in systems while also addressing programmability, reliability, and domain-specific design. There are three reasons why these improvements are so important. First, scientists and engineers in almost every discipline have an enormous appetite for speed and performance. This is accentuated by the emergence of massive data sets, not just to answer old questions faster, but also adding the ability to answer new questions, new scientific questions, for example, in biology, in physics, in material science, and about the climate, and so on. Second, support of national defense and public safety will always demand more processing power. For training simulations, autonomous robotic vehicles, airport security, video analytics, infrastructure defense against cyber attacks, military and warfighting technology, just to name a few. And lastly, consider the impact of advances in computing and communication on both the consumer and enterprise sectors of the economy. The needs are growing exponentially. We're seeing ubiquity of digital data and growth in the population of users who are not necessarily tech savvy or tech experts. All users are engaging in a broad set of applications, including search and data mining, computationally enhanced real-time decision-making, web services, digital content creation, speech recognition, product design, and so on. The research that SAI supports through the XPS program aims to support groundbreaking research through new collaborations, combining expertise, cutting across abstraction, software, and hardware layers. As my colleagues will describe in more detail shortly, this program aims to support knowledge, to further knowledge, I should say, in a broad range of areas, including foundational principles, cross-layer approaches, scalable distributed architectures, and domain-specific design. We're very enthusiastic about this cross-size research endeavor that aims to lead to a new era of parallel computing. We look forward to seeing the exciting proposals and activities that will result from NSF's investment in this area. Let me turn things over to my colleague, Jeffrey Brown, who will be leading today's webinar. Thank you very much. Jeffrey?
Good afternoon and good morning for those of you far enough west. I'm Jeffrey Brown, and I'm one of the NSF program directors managing the program Exploiting Parallelism and Scalability, or XPS. Several other program directors are here as well. I'm presenting on behalf of Tracy Kimbrell, the lead program director for XPS, who is unable to make the presentation due to illness. There are program directors representing all four divisions of SAIS participating in the program, and their names are shown on the title slide. As I said, several of these are here today. Thank you for taking the time to join us today. In this webcast, I'll give a brief overview of the program and some of the most important things you need to know about submitting a proposal. Here's the agenda for today's presentation. I'll start with an overview, giving the origins and motivation for the XPS program. Next, I'll briefly cover some important aspects of the solicitation, including the types of awards to be made, submission requirements, and, of course, the deadline. I'll spend a fair amount of time on the program's focus areas, describing the types of projects the program is intended to support. But this is the primary purpose for this presentation. I'll cover a few frequently asked questions, and finally, I'll invite further questions from the audience, and I'll answer them with help from my colleagues. The XPS program was developed to address a need expressed in several recent reports. A report from the National Academies of Science assessed the ability of the information technology industry to sustain the steady increase in computing performance that we've seen over the last several decades. The cover of this report, titled The Future of Computing Performance, Game Over or Next Level, is shown on the left. The middle image is the cover of NSF's Vision and Strategic Plan for Advancing Computer Infrastructure, released in early 2012. And finally, the Computing Community Consortium engaged the computer architecture community to develop a recommendation on future research directions titled simply 21st Century Computer Architecture. These three reports all reach the conclusion that new foundational research in parallel and concurrent computing is essential to sustain performance growth. The XPS program was developed to address a need expressed.
At the end of frequency scale.
I'm not seeing the slide change. At the end of frequency scaling, there is no known alternative to parallel systems for sustaining growth and computing performance. We need better ways to exploit parallelism than are currently available, including abstract models and programming languages to support parallel computation, algorithms designed to perform well in these abstract models and to be implementable in those programming languages, compilers and high-level tools for program generation and verification, systems at all scales from mobile devices to data centers, computer architectures that are energy efficient while satisfying other desirable properties, and importantly, an integrated research effort across all these layers. XPS is a program that SAI started last year to support groundbreaking research leading to a new era of parallel computing. XPS seeks clean slate approaches, including ones that completely change one or more layers of the hardware and software stack, perhaps even eliminating layers or introducing new ones. XPS is intended to support researchers working across those layers to ensure these new ideas can work in a complete system. Here are the key pieces of information that you need to know about this year's solicitation in order to submit a proposal. The solicitation's document number, NSF-14-516, highlighted in red, will serve as a search key to find the solicitation in popular search engines. If you can't remember that, the string NSF space XPS might take you to last year's solicitation, but it has a link to this year's. The program has four areas, which will be described later. Each proposal should fit into at least one of these areas. There are two types of proposal called full-size and exploratory. Because the aim of the program is to support cross-layer collaborations, each full-size proposal must have two or more PIs bringing different skills to the project. I'll say more about this later when I get to the facts. Exploratory projects are smaller and do not require multiple PIs. These are intended to support preliminary work that, if successful, could lead to a full-size project suitable for XPS. Both types of proposals are due February 24th. We expect to make around 13 to 16 full-size awards of up to $1 million and 3 to 5 exploratory awards of up to $300,000. Focus areas. Here are the four focus areas on a single slide. I'll get into greater detail on each of them shortly. The areas are foundational principles, scalable distributed architectures, cross-layer and cross-cutting approaches, and domain-specific design. For foundational principles includes models and algorithms, resource optimization, and language design and implementation. Scalable distributed architectures addresses the need to integrate applications running on devices from those you carry in your pockets to warehouse-side systems. Cross-layer and cross-cutting approaches is where we encourage rethinking or even replacing one or more layers, perhaps even all layers of the traditional hardware and software stack. Domain-specific design refers to techniques that exploit domain-specific knowledge and ability to generalize to new domains. Next, we'll look at each of these focus areas in detail. Note, however, that I am presenting only a subset of the potential topics described in the solicitation, which I encourage you to read. And even the solicitation is illustrative and not exhaustive. Foundational principles includes high-level computation models to guide algorithms designed for diverse parallel computing platforms. Algorithms and paradigms for reasoning about parallel performance, including energy and communication performance, in addition to parallel time and space. New programming languages and language mechanisms designed instead of retrofitted for parallelism, and to simplify programming to the greatest extent possible. And of course, language implementation for efficient parallel performance. Cross-layer and cross-cutting approaches reevaluate the traditional computer hardware and software stack, revisiting the usual assumptions. They might define new abstractions and models exposing fundamental attributes across layers, and determine what information abstractions must flow between the layers to achieve optimal performance. The relative cost of moving data compared to computing values is increasing, so exploiting locality is crucial and should be coordinated across layers. Verification and validation are cross-layer issues, of course, since they are relative to the abstractions exposed by one layer to another. The scalable distributed architecture's focus area aims at languages, development tools, and platforms for very large distributed systems to be accessed and supplied data by mobile devices and distributed sensors with limited computing power and severe energy constraints. Complex design issues include the division of workload among devices with varying capability while protecting privacy and providing resiliency to faults and network disruptions. These environments should be accessible to developers who aren't necessarily expert in all the nuances and complications of parallel, concurrent, and distributed programming. Domain-specific design focuses on parallel domain-specific languages with high-level programming models for domain experts and performance portability, hardware software co-design for domain-specific applications providing high performance and energy efficiency, and libraries to allow the generalization export of these features to multiple domains. Now we'll answer some frequently asked questions about the XPS program, and then we'll turn things over for questions from the viewers. First question is, how can I tell whether my proposed research is a good fit for the XPS program? This question has a three-part answer. Here's part one. XPS is looking for groundbreaking research on parallel computing. We're looking for transformative proposals on new and visionary approaches that re-examine the traditional stack and explore new cross-layer approaches. Achieving these breakthroughs will require collaboration among researchers from different areas, so each full-size proposal is required to have two or more PIs providing different and distinct experience. I'll say more about this requirement later. Part two of the answer is about what the program is not for. Proposals to extend existing approaches to solve domain science problems or to build software infrastructure are not appropriate for XPS. SCI supports these areas via different programs, some of which are listed on the slide. Finally, we don't want to get bogged down in discussions over the semantic differences between parallelism, concurrency, and distributed computing. If there are many things going on at the same time, then it meets this aspect of the proposal requirement. Next question is, I work in field A and my co-PI works in field B. Does that count as different and distinct expertise? There is no hard and fast rule. It's up to the proposers to make the argument that they provide different and distinct expertise. Each full-size proposal is required to have a collaboration plan that describes the backgrounds and different expertise of the PIs and how they plan to collaborate to achieve the goals of the project. This plan will be evaluated by the reviewers. The next question, should I discuss my proposal with NSF program directors? Yes, we encourage you to discuss planned proposals with program directors to help determine fit into the program. We ask that you refrain from scheduling separate meetings with multiple program directors. Once submitted, the substance of proposals will not be discussed by NSF program directors, as this would constitute unfair competition or the perception thereof. The next question, who are the XPS program directors and which one should I talk to? The list of current XPS program directors is available on the NSF web pages, the URL is on the slide. PIs should discuss potential proposals with the program directors whose areas are closest to those of the proposed research. But don't worry too much about it. If you choose the wrong one, he'll refer you to the right one. And don't worry, if you don't have time to copy down the URL, you can obtain the slides from today's presentation, and I'll tell you how shortly. Next question. Do XPS proposals count against the size core program limits on the number of proposals allowed per year? No. But there is an XPS program limit. No one can be a PI, co-PI, or senior personnel on more than two XPS proposals. The last question, will there be future XPS solicitations? SIDES has a strong commitment to support research in this area, and we anticipate continued funding in this area. So the final slide shows where the slides are available and all the program directors, and now we're ready for questions from the viewers.
If you'd like to ask a question on the phone lines, please press star 1. You will be announced prior to asking the question. To withdraw your question, press star 2. Once again, star 1 to ask a question. This time, I have no questions.
If there are no questions, then we'll end the webinar here. Thank you very much.